Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2071, Break Free from Goals by Leo Babauta of MNMList.com. Hello and welcome to another bonus Sunday episode where I share an article from one of the other podcasts in our network that I think will add some value for you here. Today's post comes from Optimal Living Daily, my brother's show, and the show that started the OLD Network, where all types of personal development articles are read to you every day. To get new episodes daily, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this, and make sure to hit that subscribe or follow button. And with that, here's my brother Justin with the post and his commentary as we optimize your life.
Break Free from Goals by Leo Babauta of MNMList.com. One of the unshakable tenets of success in productivity literature is that you need to have goals in order to be successful. See Seth Godin on this. He's someone I respect, by the way. And from this tenet comes all sorts of other beliefs. You need to set goals the right way, such as the SMART method. You need to break goals down into actionable tasks. You need to have deadlines and timeframes. You need to make goals the focus of your day. I know this because I've believed it and lived it and written about it for a long time, until recently. Until recently, I'd always set goals for myself, short-term and long-term ones, with action lists. I've made progress to each one and accomplished a lot of goals. And from this traditional viewpoint, I've been successful. So no argument there. Goals work and you can be successful using goals. But are they the only way? More recently, I've moved away from goals, broken free of the shackles of goals. I've liberated myself because goals are not ideal. In my way of thinking, they are artificial. You aren't working because you love it. You're working because you've set goals. They're constraining. What if you want to work on something not in line with your goals? Shouldn't we have that freedom? They put pressure on us to achieve, to get certain things done. Pressure is stressful and not always in a good way. When we fail, and we always do, it's discouraging. And we're always thinking about the future goals instead of the present. I prefer to live in the present. But most of all, here's the thing with goals. You're never satisfied. Goals are a way of saying, when I've accomplished this goal or all these goals, I will be happy then. I'm not happy now because I haven't achieved my goals. This is never said out loud, but it's what goals really mean. The problem is, when we achieve the goals, we don't achieve happiness. We set new goals, strive for something new. And while many people will say that striving for something new is a good thing, that we should always be striving, unfortunately it means we're never satisfied. We never find contentment. I think that's sad. We should learn how to be content now with what we have, is what minimalism is all about, really. And if minimalism is being happy now with enough, with the present, then how are goals consistent with this? It's something I've tried to reconcile over the last few years with limited success. So what would a true minimalist do instead? If we are content now and we abandon goals, does that mean we do nothing, sit around or sleep all day? Not at all. I certainly don't do that. We should do what makes us happy, follow our passions, do things that make us excited. For me and many people, that's creating, building new things, expressing ourselves, making something useful or new or beautiful or inspiring. So here's what I do instead of setting and achieving goals. I do what excites me each day. I wake up and work on things that I'm passionate about, create things that I love creating. I don't worry about where I'll be professionally in a year or even 6 months, but where I am right now. I don't make plans because they're an illusion. You never know what will happen in a year or even 6 months. You can try to control what happens, but you'll lose. Things always come up, sometimes good and sometimes bad, that will disrupt plans. Instead, I've learned to go with the flow, to not worry about things that disrupt plans, but worry about what to do right now. This allows me to take advantage of opportunities that come up that I could never have planned for, to work on things I couldn't have known about, and to make decisions about what's best right now, not what I planned a few months ago. I don't force things, but do what comes naturally. And I focus on the present, on being happy now. This has taken me time. Letting go of goals is a scary and uncomfortable thing. But if you let them go gradually, it's not that hard. I've slowly adapted the way I work and learned to work in the moment and go with the flow of the world that surrounds me, online and off. It's a beautiful way of working. And not incidentally, I've accomplished even more this way without making that a goal. Is a natural byproduct of doing what you love. Quote, a good traveler has no fixed plans and is not intent on arriving. Lao Tzu. You just listened to the post titled Break Free from Goals by Leo Babauta of MNMList.com.
When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So, when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And thank you to Leo. An interesting perspective that we've probably only heard maybe a couple of times in over 1,600 episodes of this show. I know the minimalists have written about something similar before. And what I'd say is try out both and see what works for you. I do think goals can work for some people. They like having that end point to reach for. But you do have to be careful with things that don't have a destination. For example, with minimalism, or even something that you normally set a goal for, like exercise. Once you reach that, you might fall right off and stop doing what it is you were doing altogether. But if there's something exercise related that you actually enjoy doing, you probably wouldn't have to make a goal. You would just do it because you love doing it. So that's something to consider in your everyday life. Maybe reassess your goals today. But I'll leave it there for today. Hope you're having a great day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.